Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. GLP-1s for weight loss? What? Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio to start for just $99 this season. Jumpstart MD. .com.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were going back there.
Yeah.
My bad.
I was just so excited.
No, you're really good at it, and I've got to do a better job. I'm busy looking. I was just looking at a news story.
All right, here's your headline. Oh, if I can ever make these ads go away. Here we go. Kim Kardashian's All's Fair is the worst TV show of the year.
I don't know this show. Tell me about it.
This is the one I was telling you about yesterday. It debuted yesterday. And I put the trailer up a while ago. She plays a divorce lawyer in a group of all-female divorce lawyers.
Oh, okay, yes.
It stars. There's a lot of stars in this. It's Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, Sarah Paulson, Niecy Nash, Teyana Taylor, and it's from Ryan Murphy, who is...
Glee.
Yes, and they say here he's produced countless TV shows that have been heaped with acclaim. They don't list them, but Glee is for sure one of them. So it's Kim, you know, and then there's Kim Kardashian. I think she's a producer on it too. And she's got millions of followers and fans hooked to her every move. So you'd think that between the star-studded cast and the producer who's got some hits under his belt, that this would be a no-brainer. In fact, I watched the trailer and went, oh, that looks pretty good.
It's interesting the amount of weight that followers carry, even in an entertainment boardroom where they're talking about green-lighting a show like this.
Yep.
Where they would go, the center of our next big hit is Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to do is go, bro.
She has 300 million followers.
Like, that's, you know.
Yeah. And Ryan Murphy worked with her on American Horror. He's the American Horror Story guy, and she was on a season of that. So they have worked together in the past.
So I get how that gets greenlit because I've been part of these conversations around here.
And she's, you know, her own thing. I mean, she's definitely a force of nature, but to have Glenn Close and Naomi Watts, like, they have a good cast. You would think, okay, this is going to be fantastic. It got 1 star out of 4.
And that's just from a reviewer?
This is in USA Today.
Okay.
And here's their review. It doesn't have a single redeeming quality. An embarrassingly terrible show with scripts worse than what ChatGPT was spitting out 2 years ago and acting worse than your local Christmas pageant. All's Fair is an unmitigated disaster of such outlandish proportions. It's a wonder not a single person in the production process didn't stop and ask, what are we doing here? And lest you think it is the kind of bad that is messy and fun and ripe for hate watching, I'll disappoint you further. This is the reviewer. It's so stilted, artificial, and awkward, not even a glass of wine and leftover Halloween candy can make it remotely enjoyable to view. Oh my God. Like, that is such a harsh review.
Do we need to give this a bigger chance, though? I mean, are we being a little harsh?
I don't know. I do not know.
Vinny, that's my line.
Oh, you're stealing
so
Bob's line.
So sorry. I realize after the fact that I'm being too positive. That's her job.
They say here, it looks like they're sleepwalking through their scenes. I mean, it goes on. Perhaps they're attempting to match Kardashian's complete lack of acting skill. Her bland line readings can't give her anything close to the title of actress, no matter how many projects Murphy shoehorns her into. Oh, boy.
Dang. I wasn't going to watch this, but maybe now I have to.
Like, I got to see maybe how bad this is.
I do feel like, while I don't know that this has any hope, and I'll never watch Kim in anything, and I don't hate her, I've watched her own show to know what you were talking about back in 08 or 09 or whatever it was. And I saw her not able to do her own lines in a reality show. Like, you could tell they went, in this scene, you're setting up the visit to the thing that we're going to go do. So we need you to just say you've always wanted to. And she couldn't sell me on that stuff. So I went, okay, she's not capable of doing this. But she's really pretty in pictures. She's done some nice charity work.
Sure.
She knows how to make something called Skims.
Yep.
I don't doubt she's a
perfectly valuable
human being, but I'm not watching her.
Yeah.
That said,
well, it sounds like it's not worth watching her.
I've watched, I didn't see it in real time, but once I finally started watching Seinfeld, I was like, oh, this is really funny and really well written and really good. If you go back and see the first season, it's a completely different show than the one that we ultimately was a huge hit.
Yeah, they had to hit their stride.
Kramer had a dog. There was a golden retriever running around the apartment at one point. And when I saw the early ones, I went, what in the hell?
I don't even remember
this?
A dog.
Right, because they completely reconfigured the show after the first season, and then it hit its stride. Mm. Now we're just that instant canceled. It's canceled.
One episode, and they're like, I'm sure they've shot the whole season, so I guess you'll probably be able to, what is this
They're promoting
on?
The heck out of it, though.
Is this a Hulu thing?
Yeah, it's a Hulu thing, and it's...
So they'll just run it, they'll just leave it, it'll live there forever.
And it's everywhere, pop-ups for this, this show, so they're definitely going to get some people to watch it, and maybe the reviewer is wrong, and the people like it, and can tolerate her bad, terrible acting.
And sometimes that is the charm of something, like something that's really, they say you can't even hate watch it, but I don't know, people are
willing. The question would be, just like I said, I come into anything Kim Kardashian does with prejudice. I've watched her early show. I don't think she's good at that. I'm sure she's a nice lady and a fine mom.
And like, a lawyer, and a great, wonderful businesswoman.
Right, all the stuff.
Sure.
But I'm not interested. So maybe the reviewer is someone who went, I hate this chick before we watch the show.
Maybe.
And so there it is, like totally prejudiced.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not watching. I don't have time to watch shows I like.
I kind of want to look at it just to see, like, the way he's talking about how everybody sort of had to dumb their game down. Like, there are some legitimate actresses on here. Like, you would think that she'd need to go up to them and not them come down to her.
You will... remember, if you think about it for a minute, how many times an actor has said, I did that role to pay this bill.
Yeah,
I took
true.
That job for this.
Why did I do that? Money. I needed money.
So.
Yeah. All's Fair is the show we're talking about. It's a Hulu thing. It's a like a lawyer. I think it's one divorce lawyer agency, all women. And then Kim Kardashian's character is going to get a divorce, but her husband hires one of the hard-nosed ladies at her own firm. And so now she's got to get another firm, and she finds out how cutthroat and awful the people at her old agency are. I don't know. Sounds great. And actually, I watched the trailer and went, oh, that looks fun. And the fashion's weird
and
crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It might be, that person, reviewers.
They are just people with their own opinions about
stuff. That's, you know, that where they're coming from. It would be hard for a reviewer, especially a national one, to be like, boy, Kim really has turned into a great little actress, hasn't she? Like, I don't know. There's an angle there.
Because you mentioned, who said that Kim Kardashian had been on American Horror Story? Maddie
said that.
Maddie is on the show.
I saw a little blurb.
That was pretty good, Vin.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
Out today.
Do it again.
I don't want to.
He doesn't do it on command.
I wanted to mention that the next season of American Horror Story, which I fell off. I think I stopped in the clown season.
Yeah, that was hard to watch.
But I liked it. It was a good. I liked the circus one where Sarah Paulson had two heads, and I thought that was super scary. Fun. Is that maybe that's the clown one? I don't know.
I thought you were talking about that one.
Okay, well, I watched enough of it to be like, okay, I get it. They take the same people, put them in different roles. It's a different story, but it's all creepy and American Horror Story. And I think Lady Gaga's done a season of that.
She was amazing on it. Yeah, she was a vampire.
Did you see Kim Kardashian on it? How was she?
I watched a little bit of that season and just what the reviewer said, like, she's very flat and just...
There's nothing there.
Nothing there.
Ariana Grande has signed up to do next season. Now, we know she can act. She's about to hurt the second half of Wicked. And I think this is interesting because I think when she first signed up to do Wicked, she said, yeah, I love singing. I love music, but I want to act. I really enjoy it.
Didn't you tell us she took acting lessons directly for the tryout for Wicked? She wanted that part.
Yeah.
And I do think says something.
Right.
That you don't walk in with your 300 million followers and say, I'm here for my job. Like,
right. No,
work at it.
Right.
It's a gig.
Practice.
Take it seriously.
It's good for you. Yeah, exactly. And and I thought she did a really good job. I mean, it's a goofy character and she did a fine job with it.
Well, you saw the play, right?
I did.
And that was a pretty star-studded cast, wasn't it?
I didn't see it with the star-studded cast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw the production that was here that had, it was great. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't, I didn't see it with...
Kristen Chenoweth.
Kristen and...
Adina Menzel.
Yes.
Adele Dazeem. Not a girl.
Boy, you try and pull that out of nowhere without it written in front of you and you will have trouble.
Good luck. One of those.
The problem is it was written,
I know,
literally right in front of me.
I mean,
I didn't wear my glasses because I'm too vain for that.
Did they say anything to you about who you were gonna...
Adele, I think actually it's such an awesome moment. Like,
I'm sure
that Idina Menzel is like, it's like my favorite thing that's ever happened.
It took me to a new stratosphere.
Adele Dazeem.
If you don't know what we're talking about, please look it up. Do yourself a favor.
Travolta at his finest.
Adele Dazeem. Spell it any way you want.
I will say that, you know, Travolta for a certain generation was a huge star.
Oh, he is one of the biggest stars.
Right. Was.
Yeah.
I mean, no longer. Even that hot run he got on after Tarantino cast him, that's over.
Yeah.
He's going straight to video now.
He had like a lull and then he did Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked and worked and worked and worked and worked.
30 films.
Yep.
Took every paycheck and that has
bought himself
since
a giant plane and a runway.
Did you guys see him in Hairspray?
No.
No.
He's incredible.
Well, he is good. I mean, listen,
I like him.
He's, from the early days. Don't say anything about the early days, though. I just realized that those would be great questions for Bridge the Gap. Bridge the Gap is a game where we take the Gen X people and the Zillennials and pit them against each other.
It's coming up.
And we are 0-2, Ben. The kids have won the last two games.
We're still working it out. We were debating, as the song winded down, we were debating, where can we help? What's the...
Right.
And I don't know that I should get to, because she doesn't have someone to help her on her end.
You know, I'm wondering if the original question, like when we ask that room a Gen X question, maybe that's where you can help. Like the two of them could commiserate, you and today it's Joe Cunningham.
Well, she can't commiserate. She's the one no.
She could commiserate, but then for the steal.
Yeah.
We got to figure this out off air. But I do think that right now as we game, we're really like, how can we?
Right. Well, I love this game. I would like to see it. I'd like to do it for a while.
Well,
see how it goes. So it's, you know.
We're working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana Grande is doing the next season, American Horror Story. The veteran cast members are coming back. Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters. Wait, he's the boy, right? He was like, he's gotten a lot older on
that
show.
Yeah, he started on the first season. He was like a teenager.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett, Kathy Bates, Emma Roberts, Billy Lord, Gabourey Sidibe, Leslie Grossman, Jessica Lange, all people who are, who've been on before will be back again this year. But I thought that was cool. Ariana Grande's going to do it. I think
that
I
might watch that.
She'd be a good ghost. I'm so ghostly. I'm just floating here.
I have absolutely played her songs. Like she's
great.
What is the term? Bangers? She's got some.
She does. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Oh, who says cash is cringe after these?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is The Family Stone. It is a great holiday classic. I actually feel like this should be a classic. I don't know if it's one of those ones that people do watch every year, but I really enjoyed it.
You were already singing praises and we haven't even gotten to the bit yet.
No, exactly. It's good job, Bob. Nice pick this week. Get yourself caught up on The Family Stone and then join us tomorrow morning and let us know what you think on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Food insecurity touches the lives of children, adults, and seniors in our community, and no one should have to face the holidays with an empty plate. At Fremont Bank Foundation, we believe in supporting organizations that provide access to warm, nourishing meals. Together, we can make the holidays brighter for our Bay Area neighbors. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. There's a rainstorm
It is wet outside.
I didn't see much of it on my drive in from the South Bay, but according to the texters, the North Bay is getting hammered.
Getting hammered from what? El Sobrante, Sonoma. One text said carnage in Sonoma.
Carnage. Oh, yes. Boy. Lots of rain.
All right. Well, we're looking at rain through 3 p.m. throughout the Bay Area at different levels from carnage to.
It's sprinkling.
Drizzle. Mm. We do have another story, as we in the weather biz like to say, the storm window's open. So there's another one about a week out as well. But this one should be done by late afternoon today.
Nice to get a little glimpse behind the scenes there.
Yeah, well, you know.
The world of weather reporting.
Right.
Forecasting.
It's a thing. Don't. Don't do that. Come on. By the way, speaking of, you know, taunting.
Yes.
Torturing. Right. Teasing. Uh-huh. Just general meanness.
Keywords.
Yesterday, I asked Bob for something.
Yes.
My boy D was with us for the Billy Idol thing, and we wanted to get the picture of him and Billy Idol on his behalf and get it over to him. And so I asked Bob, can you get the... And she says, sure, no problem. And then she sends me this unopenable email. Mm. And I was at gymnastics, and I'm in this building where I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's the... And I'm like, I can't open this. So I go, oh, she's messing with me.
Oh.
This is about the generation game. Oh. Here I am, the old guy, fingering my phone at
it's
gymnastics.
Not doing what I tell
it. I can't get this pin. She's like, what are you talking about when I write her back? Actually, you were the first one to write back.
I'm like, I can't open
these.
Because
I was hanging my head in shame, thinking, it's got to be me. And then I realize, oh, it's her. She's just messing with the old folks. That thing's not openable.
Yeah, Bob.
No, I don't. I forwarded it, mm-hmm. and for some reason, the attachments didn't make it to your sketchy email.
Well, they did make it, but they were. I didn't have permission to open those.
Yeah.
It's an account that is permission only.
Okay, I'll find another way.
Thank you. But meanwhile, good job knocking me down a couple pegs.
Jane ended up sending it to me because I actually.
Oh, you got it?
I requested permission. And then I just thought that was what I was supposed to
do. Did they open?
I could only open one, and it was the one with you, me, and Bob between Billy Idol and Steve Stevens. Yeah. It's, I got to say, Billy Idol looks so good in that picture. Mm-hmm. It's sus. Like, I thought to myself, it looks like they put a filter just on him. Like, the hairline is a little, I mean, like, there's something about the picture that is just like, oh. Like, we all look like normal people standing there taking a picture. He is like, it's...
Well, he's a rock star. His living depends on him looking like the guy from the videos back in the day.
So you're saying, yes, they put a filter over
him. I don't know what they did,
him.
But I do think he looked great. And he certainly he was everything that you expected him to be. And that's surprising.
And more.
It's sus because he's, you know, pushing 70 over there.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, the hair is the bleached blonde spiky thing that you expect him to have. He had a leather jacket on. He looked, you know, fit.
Yeah.
He sang all the songs,
told all
the stories.
But when you see the picture, you got to tell me. Honestly, his face, it just looks, I mean, he was also wearing makeup.
He is the only one out of all of us wearing makeup. So
that is true.
That's probably what it was.
You noticed that as well? All right.
He just looks too, it almost looks fake how good he looks. It's like, oh, what's that? I'm like zooming in on his face, like, this is perfect. Like, even like the way his eyelashes are, I'm like, it looks just too perfect.
We shared one of these pictures on the Alice Instagram if you want to take a look for yourself.
Oh, we did. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I saw it and I thought the same thing.
Oh!
As somebody wasn't there, so I saw the picture and I was like, he looked extremely different.
Perfect. He looked extremely
but
perfect.
I thought it was makeup. That's what I
mean,
assumed.
He did have makeup on.
Yeah.
Like, it was visible in the room.
I'm not capable of being that calculated, so it's just not for me. But I always wish after the fact, like, you know, there's Billy Idol going, yeah, I look great because I made a point of looking great.
Mm.
And then
like,
I, you know.
We could all try
we
to
could
do
try
that.
Harder, yeah. But we don't. And so when you see the picture and you go, oh, sheesh. Someone just liked an old picture I posted on Instagram.
You were trolling through your stuff?
And it showed up in my feed, and it's from ages ago. But it's a picture of me in seventh grade with three other friends of mine, and we're all dressed by our parents in seventh grade. So there I am and with a plaid tie and a green. It's just...
Oh.
but I'm not happy. You can see in the picture, I am frowning, which is unlike my normal pose, which is my stupid, dumb grin, right? Yeah. So.
And that face you make in pictures.
I hadn't looked at this thing since I posted it, which is years ago, but I looked at it and the one comment on there that was at the top is my friend Billy going, "Who can blackmail you when you post your own dumb photos?" And I was like, yeah, I guess. Like, I just don't, I'm
do
not,
it to yourself.
I'm not careful it's enough. True. And there I am. I look hideous.
That's adorable. Everybody dork. Has those pictures. And who wants to blackmail you anyway? Billy, stop it. Be a good guy for once. Blackmailing. Sheesh.
Yeah, be a good guy for once in your life. Anyway. Back to our news of the day.
Is there news? Let's
there
hear
is.
It.
There is okay. some. Actually, I saw this story and I have a little info because my brother, Jan, we call him that because he's the middle kid. He works as an airline mechanic for UPS.
Okay.
That's what his job is. And UPS has a hub in Louisville. That's one of their hubs.
Oh.
And that's where the cargo plane crashed yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard about this. At least 9 people are dead.
Oh, no.
Others have been injured after a UPS plane crashed as it was taking off at the Louisville airport.
Oh.
You didn't hear about this
at
all?
No.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it either.
I saw the video and everything.
It looks like one of the people who was reviewing the video said, it looks like the left engine just explodes and falls off. So we don't know yet what caused this crash. At least 9 people are dead. This plane not only had people on it, even though it was a cargo plane, and that's one of the things I know. My brother, because he's a UPS employee, can sometimes hop on a cargo plane to get somewhere.
They must have some jump seats and you
exactly. And I don't know all the details. Him and I don't sit around talking about this stuff, but I know he's jumped on planes in order to get somewhere for vacation.
It's great.
Yeah, it is a nice perk.
And where it crashed was like 9 buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing there wasn't more people killed.
Well, they are saying now that at least 9 people died, 11 people injured, and they expect more.
Oh.
So I just wanted to mention this, and I don't know exactly. I thought I heard it was headed for Hawaii.
Yeah, it was headed for Hawaii. So maybe some of those people it was just a few seconds after takeoff, and it ended up landing, hitting all these businesses, and then going into an oil refinery, and then there was a giant explosion from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a...
I swear, I had the news on and off all day yesterday because of the election, and I did not see anything about that. That's incredible.
May not have been on your news for that reason, because of the election. But so it's not a passenger plane, although there's a possibility more passengers than
normal
think were on there because, you know, Hawaii the whole time.
I'll take a free ride to Hawaii.
So that's the latest update is that's 9 people passed, 11 people injured, and I'll get you more info as I can. They don't know exactly what caused the left engine problem, but this thing did not. They said, you know, the plane crashed. It barely got off the ground and was already in trouble.
Oh.
So there's that.
Well, and they must do extensive checks, and I'm interested to hear what the hell happened.
Yeah. Well, always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So who says cash is cringe? Who says that?
It's got to be the kids, Vinny.
It's Gen Z.
I like to have some cash on me. You just never know. And cash, I say, is king.
Yeah. I mean, I don't always carry cash, but I do think, what do you mean cringe? Just because your mom and dad fill your little Apple thing with money doesn't mean that you should turn down cash because it might make you look like you're old like the rest of us who do sometimes pay with cash. It's very strange to be like, oh, Gen Zers say, cash makes is cringe and makes you seem out of touch.
I hate cash.
Okay. All right.
It's disgusting.
Of course she does. Let's hear it.
It gets all over you. You have to wash your hands after you touch it.
What?
It's disgusting. It's covered in cocaine.
Oh.
Well, we've all heard that. You're not wrong.
Or fecal matter.
Who knows? I mean, it's It's getting around.
Yeah.
You don't know who handled it.
Most cash, I don't remember the statistics of this, but most cash in circulation is being used for illegal activity. Like, that's why it's still so popular.
That's ridiculous.
It's the truth.
I sold a surfboard the other day to a guy for $500. He gave me 500 clean 100, or sorry, 105 clean $100 bills, and I was happy to drive away with it. I didn't for one second go, and I'm pretty hypochondriac myself, but I didn't for one second go, oh, cringe, throw that on the seat and not touch it until someone, I'll have my kids come get it.
Wouldn't it be nice though if, you know, he just paid you to your bank account via Venmo?
You know what?
You didn't have to worry about getting robbed or losing it.
I wasn't worried about getting robbed. I don't know what to tell you, but I feel like I can handle myself over $500.
Vinny gave me some cash the other day for his Halloween costume, and I was stressed all day with it in my pocket.
Oh my God,
he gave it to me. I put it in my pocket. I immediately washed my hands, and all day I'm like, oh my God, I hope it doesn't fall out.
What did you do with it then?
We have a little cash supply at my house.
Like a jar.
A jar of dirty money.
For when cash is the only option.
I didn't even think of that, but you know what I did think of? When did I pay you that money?
I don't know, Monday?
The minute I walked in, I didn't even come into the studio. I had the money in my pocket. I walked it right into you. I want to make sure people I owe money get paid the second they see me. I didn't want you to be like, oh, that scumbag owes me money and he's ducking me.
10 of it was in ones. I'm like, what do I want these ones for?
Well, Eddie? I'll tell you why I used the ones. Because I went and got singles to tip the people downstairs. And there was a point where I went, I can't do this anymore. I can't. You guys got to keep my spot open. That's it. And they've been doing that. But so I gave you the ones that I got for. What in the world?
Just saying, it's gross.
I like to have cash on me.
Yeah.
And it's not gross. And if you ever are uncomfortable with your cash, you can give it to us.
Over half of the youngsters
we'll
say,
save you.
Cash is a last resort, which is what she just said. We keep it in case there's nothing else.
You know, there's this place in Sausalito. It's a fish restaurant. I actually think it's called Fish. Ding, ding, shame. And they, whatever the fresh catch is right there on the docks, they take it and that's like what they serve that day. So it's, you know, kind of luck of the draw.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's so fresh and so good. And they are cash only. And conveniently, they have an ATM in their building.
Of course they do. And they probably have an investment in the ATM to get
a
piece
of
that.
I'm sure they do.
That service charge.
$3 charge on that one.
And they probably get a buck out of that.
And they also don't have to pay the 3% that it costs them to process your credit card or 2% or whatever it is. A lot of places, they're like, there's a sub shop right down the street from me. And I walk over there and they're like, cash is preferred. I'm like, luckily for you, I brought cash because I know you like that.
Right.
I just feel like I like cash. It's funny. I can't even understand why anybody wouldn't. But okay, it's filthy and you're afraid it'll fall out of your pocket. Okay.
As
but I'm
I said,
also fine with you PayPaling or Venmoing me. I think that's actually more
convenient.
I wasn't
going to tell
convenient.
The guy no, oh, but when he convenient. Handed me cash, I went, great, thanks. I didn't. Trip.
You didn't, you didn't think about it.
I drove away with the money and
I'm
thought,
not
all right.
I'm selling this to you for legal tender. Forget it.
Here's the Christmas shopping dough or whatever.
Sure.
Little cash and pie. Hand the missus. Last night, the missus had to go out. I handed her $100 because she had to go to Talia's birthday. It's a whole thing. And I was like, bye. Here's $100. I just happened to have one. Put it in your pocket.
Let me peel that off my wad.
Ay, filthy. I didn't even think of the money I paid her. I thought I was being a good person who was paying you back in a timely manner. I should have known that, you know, my filthy money isn't welcome here.
Oh, God, I'm stressed out now. I have filthy, filthy money in my stupid pocket.
It's only $40.
I can still smell it.
I love the smell of money. I'll like ruffle it in my nose and just inhale all the terrible germs and the dirt and the felt
still
and the cocaine.
Smell it, she says, wow. Mm. Okay.
All right. We should do texts.
Oh, okay.
It's time. I didn't know if you were going to start another story, but I didn't.
I was actually. Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Another story I want to do.
Literally
you're
1 minute.
Off. I can't believe this is happening to me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 408 middle school teacher here. They say cash is cringe because they can't do the math and count out change.
That's true. That's
kids these days can barely tell you the names of coins and their words.
Millennials.
That's completely true. I had to pay for something in cash the other day and I accidentally gave him a whole extra $20.
Here's just some money I
they
have.
They handed it back and I was like, oh, I don't use cash much.
Oh my God.
707, Bob hates smelly cash. Meanwhile, her phone is full of poop materials and germs,
right.
LOL.
Exactly.
Yeah. At least it's her stuff, though.
We got a lot of text about that that All's Fair show. All of them about the same. Watched All's Fair last night. Kim K was trying too hard. And yes, the rest of the cast did dumb it down. The whole season is on Hulu. We turned it off after episode one.
Mm.
Watched an episode. Selena Gomez would win every Oscar if she was competing against Kim. Just absolutely terrible. And we're fans of hers.
Oh boy.
I'm watching it tonight.
I'm going to have to watch an episode of that and just
look
we'll report
that.
Back.
It sold it to you guys. It's the worst thing in the world.
Well,
I'll take
it. Can it possibly be the worst thing in the world? We have to find out. All right. Is it wrong for celebrities to clone their pets?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.